for the greatest sounds traversing this galaxy and beyond. It's the Music Library with DJ Frederick.
The race is almost Now look, your head's bowed in defeat. You walk too far along the street where only rats can run. The day is a pearly splendor. The race is almost run. The race is almost run. The race is almost
It's Mark Almond on the Shortwave Music Library, The Days of Pearly Spencer. And we started the program off from 1967 with Vicky Leandro and Amour et Bleu. Well, this is DJ Frederick. Happy good morning to you. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Massachusetts. Hope that you're enjoying the music, and if you're not, you can send me requests. The email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Thank you. That is one of my favorite instrumental pieces of all time. Group called The Advancement, and the tune is called Stone Folk. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams in the great state of Massachusetts. It's time for Science and the Sea.
Exploring Science and the Sea. Doctors sometimes run tests even when they know you're just fine. The tests tell them how your body works when it is fine, making it easier to figure out what's wrong when you're sick. Marine biologists sometimes do the same thing with fish. They run tests to see how the fish operate under current environmental conditions. That can help them figure out how the fish are faring in the future under different conditions. An example is some work done by scientists at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. They studied the role of an enzyme in the blood that affects how a fish breathes in the good air and breathes out the bad. The enzyme is carbonic anhydrase. It was already known to help fish get rid of carbon dioxide in the blood, but some fish have a lot more of the enzyme than they need to take care of CO2. So the researchers checked whether carbonic anhydrase also affects how oxygen is transported in the blood. In the lab, they tested the blood of red drum, a popular sport fish in the Gulf of Mexico. When they cut the amount of enzyme by half, the amount of oxygen passed from the blood to the tissues also was cut in half. And when they doubled the amount, the rate of oxygen delivery doubled as well. The researchers say that keeping an eye on the enzyme in fish in the wild could be one way to monitor their health and how they're adapting to the changing oceans. Our writer-producer is Damon Benningfield, script coordinator Heather Herrick, audio engineer Shayna Brown. Our executive producer is Lee Fuman. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
something brand new from Sim Nagai, a tune called Jungle Mist. And prior to that, we heard Kiara Geller from her album Incredibly Strange Music. That was the infamous Miss Six. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the very quiet and mellow Shortwave Music Library, music for late night and early morning listening here on WMNB LP 107.1 in North Adams. I want to say thank you for listening. Hope you're enjoying the music. And I want to wish you many blessings until our next broadcast.